car looks a little powerful, but hey, it should have raked up.
Well, I don't believe I know. Maybe I forgot.
Well, you know, and then they take a pitchfork and take the... Would you call it a cock or a shock or a doodle or a heap or...
Shock. Well, it might be called a heap of hay. In thinking of a shock, they would pick the corn and cut it, and I think had a way... A big pile of corn and tie the tops of it up here and let it sort of spread out down at the bottom. They call that a corn shock.
Mm-hmm.
And it would stay there and cure all of it, mm-hmm. corn and all. Sort of shed the water out of it too.
Mm-hmm. And you said you had cows. Where did you keep the cows? What shelters did you have for them?
Well, we used to have shelters. You might say a porch on the side of your crib along there where you could shelter one. It would be open. You could put them up on there. But you know, if you feed your cow, he don't need a shelter. Sure, no. We'd rather ours be out in the open than on the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
We got a few shelters here now, but if you feed your cow, he don't need a shelter.
What do you call the, you turn out in the, where do you turn out to feed?
Pasture, we have pastures now.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep them shut up.
Did they always have to keep them shut up?
No, they used to run in the woods when I was a child, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody turned their cows and hogs out.
Mm-hmm.
And you just raised them in the woods by feeding them and kind of looking at them.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what that was called? Before they had, did you ever hear open range or free range or some expression?
Well,
like that?
I guess that was open range or free range either, because everybody could hear it.
Uh-huh. And say you might have a little fenced in place in the pasture where you could keep the cows overnight.
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
Then they call that a patch, a little patch.
Or I'll tell you something. Well, yeah, a patch would be something you'd grow things in, wouldn't it?
Well, we used to fence up a little place that way and pin the cows on it. If they didn't come up in enough, we would go bring them in and let
mm-hmm.
them sleep there at night, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And keep it there pretty much all the summer, bringing them in and turn it over 2-3 times, and then along this time of year, a little bit early, sow that thing down in turnips and
mm-hmm.
just make vegetables for the winter.
What did you call that? The cows were in
there.
Cow pen? Okay.
You got the name of it on there?
Well, they're different names, you know, different.
Uh-huh, that was a cow pen.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever have any places for keeping hogs, if you want to shut hogs up or fence them in?
Well, always, when we'd go to fatten our hogs, if we had to do something out in the field, and the field would hold them, you could put them out there and let them give it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a place now they could get water, that was fine, but it might be so you had to water them, and you'd have to have troughs out there to water them in.
You'd have to have a what?
Trough.
Uh-huh.
Trough. You can make it out of lumber, or I have seen it get logs, you know, and take a grubbing hole or a foot edge and dig it out for the whole water, to make
mm-hmm.
a trough.
Did you ever hear though of a fenced in place maybe nowadays that they have for keeping hogs?